Hi, everyone. It's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and we have a great show for you today.
And I'm Marie. I hope you guys are ready to learn. Today's topic is technology.
And the title of our lesson is Drones, a New Way to Fly. Drones, a New Way to Fly. So, Marie, what did we learn yesterday?
Well, we learned that drones are much smaller than helicopters and airplanes, and they don't need a pilot.
That is true, and we'll talk more about them today. But first, let's practice our reading together. Here's Marie to help you.
Drones are amazing pieces of technology, and Rob wants to fly one. His dream may come true, because Taylor is borrowing her uncle's drone. Alex wants to land it on the studio roof. They won't do that, but they'll take photos with it. Linda doesn't like drones because people can spy with them. But Taylor promises she won't do that.
So we are continuing this lesson about drones. Drones fly in the air. People control them on the ground.
Yes, they are too small for pilots, but they can fly really high and fast.
That's right. They are like small airplanes and helicopters. There are toy ones and others that the army uses. I want to fly one.
Oh, that sounds fun. I want to fly one, too. Well, before we learn more, let's go to Christina. We need to learn our keywords.
Hello, 我们今天继续要讲 drones, 无人驾驶飞机。Drones 是一项令人惊叹的科技产品。当提到某个不可数名词或者是某样东西中的一部分，可以用名词 piece 来表达。A piece of art, 就是一件艺术作品。因为 drones 是一项科技产品，所以 drones are pieces of technology。名词 technology 就是工业技术、科技的意思。Rob 说他很想尝试操控一下 drones, 所以 it's his dream to fly a drone。名词 dream 可以表示梦想。Taylor 去借了一台 drone, 大家都想玩玩看。Alex 建议让 drone 飞得高一点，然后降落在摄影棚的屋顶上。Let's land it on the studio roof. 动词 land 是降落的意思。Taylor 想利用 drone 拍一些照片。Let's use it to take some photos. 名词 photo 就是照片。不过 Linda 对 drone 的印象不太好，因为确实有些人会用它作为暗中监视或者是窥探他人隐私的工具。窥探或者是暗中监视的动词是 spy. People can spy with them.
Hi, Alex. I had an interesting guest on the show this morning.
Who was it?
Frank Flight. He works with drones.
Cool. Drones are amazing pieces of technology.
Have you ever flown one?
No,
I haven't either, but I really want to fly one now.
Your dream may come true, Rob.
How?
Well, Taylor is borrowing her uncle's drone this weekend.
Rob had an interesting guest on the show. Who was it? It was Frank Flight.I think he was very interesting, too.
Yes, he was. He works with drones, so he must know a lot about them. Let's take a look at this phrase, work with.
That can be talking about a job. Teachers work with students. Painters work with paint, and bakers work with bread.
Right. So Alex is interested in drones. He says...They are amazing pieces of technology. That word piece is used as a measure word for technology.
technologies are things like computers and phones. I have a piece of technology right here. It's my phone.
Hey, friends, maybe you can count the pieces of technology that you have in your house.
Drones are a piece of technology. Have you ever flown one, Marie?
I haven't. Have you, Peter?
I haven't either. But I have learned from Rebecca. Let's go learn about today's grammar point with her right now.
Hello, friends. This is your favorite part of the entire lesson, a grammar point. Well, today we are going to discuss how to use this word either. And this is very useful grammar point. I something either. So you could say, I haven't tried it either, or I don't like it either. Friends, don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks very much, Rebecca. Well, I have seen some drones in the park. People fly them there. But we keep talking about drones. I want to fly one right now.
But Peter, we have to teach right now. But maybe later your dream can come true.
My dream?
Yes, your dream is to fly a drone. Isn't that something you really want to do?
Yeah. Well, do you have a dream?
I do. My dream is to learn more from Christina.
That's an easy dream that can come true. Let's go to her right now.
Rob 很想玩玩看 drone. Alex 说你的梦想可能会成真哦。Your dream may come true. 片语 come true 就是成真实现的意思。我们看到动词 come 加形容词 true 的形式，它蛮特别的。原来动词 come 可以当连缀动词来做变成，描述达成某种状态，所以 come true 就表示变成真的。它常用来表达梦想成真。你如果要祝福别人的话，就可以说 May your dreams come true。既然 come 可以当连缀动词的话 ，go 也可以哦。比如我建议你最好把牛奶放在冰箱里，要不然它可能会坏掉。The milk may go bad， 就用 go bad， 它跟 come true 都是动词加形容词的形式。
Hey Taylor， you're borrowing your uncle's drone this weekend， aren't you？
Yes， I already have it at home。
Great， can Rob and I watch you fly it？
Sure。You can fly it too.
Thanks, Taylor. Let's try to land the drone on the studio roof.
No, we don't want to lose the drone. But we can use it to take some fun photos.
Okay.
Taylor is borrowing a drone this weekend.Whose drone is she borrowing?
She is borrowing her uncle's drone. That's cool. But let's talk more about this word, borrow. What does it mean?
Well, when you pay money for something and then you own it, then you buy it. Taylor is not buying the drone.
Right. Her uncle is letting her use it. Then she'll give it back.
Exactly.That is what it means to borrow. I often borrow things from my sister.
And the last word like this we use is rent. You use something for a while, then give it back. But you pay some money for it. You rent it.
Right. So Taylor already has her uncle's drone. It is at home.And Alex and Rob want to watch her fly it.
Taylor will let them fly it too. That's exciting. What can Alex do with the drone? Maybe he can land it on the studio's roof.
That's not such a good idea. How about we learn more about this word land with Christina?
Alex 建议让 drone 降落在摄影棚的屋顶上。 他说 ,Let's try to land the drone on the studio roof. 这里的 land 这个字很特别，它其实常常当名词用，是土地的意思。比如说现在很多人会去租一块农地，然后自己种菜吃。You can rent a piece of land too. 你也可以租一块地。不过今天讲的 land 是动词，指的是飞机降落的这个动作。你可以说 ,We landed safely. 我们平安降落了。这个就是动词的用法。
Thanks, Christina. So when something like a bird or a plane is in the air, it flies. Then it comes back down. It lands.
And Alex wants to land it on the roof. I don't think he has a lot of experience flying drones. If he tries landing the drone on the roof, something bad could happen.
Ooh, that's true.Well, we'll find more about what happens next, but first we need to take a short break. We'll be back after this. Don't go away. Welcome back from the break. So our friends are going to fly a drone. Would you feel nervous flying a drone for the first time?
I would. Actually, thinking about driving a drone makes me kind of scared. I don't think I could land it very well. I think I might crash.
Ooh, and these things are expensive. I hope that doesn't happen. Well, our friends are having fun with drones.Let's see what they're up to in this next conversation.
Linda, would you like to fly a drone? Do you have one?
Yes, I'm borrowing my uncle's drone. Rob, Alex, and I will fly it on Saturday.
I don't think that I like drones.
Why not?
People can spy with them.
I promise we won't do that. And we can't spy on you if you are with us.
Very funny. Okay, I'll join you.
Taylor asks Linda if she would like to fly a drone. Do you know when they will fly a drone?
Yes, I do.They will fly the drone on Saturday. So that's this weekend. Hey, maybe we can join them. Do you want to join too?
Sure, I'll join you.
Oh, that's great. I'll join you too.
We can all join, Marie, because that's today's
calendar phrase.
I'll join you.
I'll join you.我要和你一起去。
I'm going to the park.
I'll join you.
I'm going to the movies.
I'll join you.
I'm going to the beach.
I'll join you.
But first, I'm going to the dentist.
I'll join you, later.
I'll join you.
I'll join you. 我要和你一起去。
The next time you want to join a group to do something, use this phrase, I'll join you.
Well, at first, Linda does not want to join. Why does she not want to join?
Well, she doesn't like drones. People can spy with them. Peter, can you help us with this word?Peter?
Hey, what did you ask? Hey, don't look at what I'm doing. Marie, don't look. You were spying on me.
Hey, I wasn't spying. I was just, curious. I wanted to know what you were doing.
Yes, but I didn't know you were looking. That means you were spying. That's not good, Marie.
Okay, Peter. I didn't mean to spy.
I should have asked permission to look first. I promise not to do it again.
Well, okay. Since you promise, I know you won't do it again. When you promise to do something, it means you say you will not do it.
Hey, and we always promise to review our keywords. Peter, we should do that before we run out of time.
Oh, that's a good idea, Marie. Okay, friends, right now we need to review our keywords. Here they are.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Peace. Peace. Can I have a piece of cake?
Technology. Technology. Phones are useful pieces of technology.
Dream. Dream. I had a good dream last night.
Land. Land. Many planes land at this airport.
Photo. Photo. I took 800 photos on my vacation.
Spy. Spy. Don't spy on people. It's not polite. Okay, friends, those are the key words. Make sure to be practicing them at home. And now let's take a look back at our conversations one more time.
Hi, Alex. I had an interesting guest on the show this morning.
Who was it?
Frank Flight. He works with drones.
Cool. Drones are amazing pieces of technology.
Have you ever flown one?
No.
I haven't either. But I really want to fly one now.
Your dream may come true, Rob.
How?
Well, Taylor is borrowing her uncle's drone this weekend.
Hey, Taylor. You're borrowing your uncle's drone this weekend, aren't you?
Yes, I already have it at home.
Great. Can Rob and I watch you fly it?
Sure. You can fly it, too.
Thanks, Taylor. Let's try to land the drone on the studio roof.
No, we don't want to lose the drone. But we can use it to take some fun photos.
Okay.
Linda, would you like to fly a drone? Do you have one?
Yes, I'm borrowing my uncle's drone. Rob, Alex, and I will fly it on Saturday.
I don't think that I like drones.
Why not?
People can spy with them.
I promise we won't do that. And we can't spy on you if you are with us.
Very funny. Okay, I'll join you.
Look, Ginger, I just bought a drone.
Ooh, let me see, let me see.
Oh, look, it's up there.
Where?
Up there.
Oh, wow, there it is. It's flying.
Yeah, look, and I can see through the camera.
Wow, it's looking down at the Jungle Cafe.
Yeah, look, it's so much fun.
Let's spy on the customers.
Yeah, I mean, oh, spying isn't nice.
Oh, well then, let's take a selfie.
Oh, good idea. Okay, look up and smile. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Smile! Hey, now let's land it on the table.
Okay, okay. Oh, I can't do that yet.
Why not?
Well, I don't know how.
Uh-oh.
Hmm.
Hello friends, I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. Right now, I'm planning a birthday party. Who is the birthday party for? My daughter. She will be 2 years old soon. We'll have a party to celebrate. I will invite my family and some close friends to the party. It will be a lot of fun, but first, I need to invite everyone.
People have parties for many reasons. There are birthday parties, holiday parties, office parties, pool parties, and many other kinds of parties. At a party, people have a good time. Sometimes they just talk. Other times they can play games or do other activities. But a party isn't a party without people. So when you plan a party, you need to decide who you want to invite. To do this, you can make a guest list. Then write the invitation. On the invitation, you need to give your guests information about the party. What kind of party is it? You must tell people so they know how to dress. When is the party? Where will it be? People must know when and where to go for the party. Should the guests bring anything? Sometimes hosts ask guests to bring food to a party. Sometimes they might ask for a small gift. When the invitation is ready, you can send it to everyone on your guest list. You can send a paper invitation through the mail. Or you can send an electronic invitation online. On the invitation, you should also ask your guests to respond. They should tell you if they can come or not.
All right, I finished the invitation, and I sent it to all of my guests. Now, I just need to wait for them to respond. The party is going to be great. We will have cake, music, games, and decorations. I can't wait. Well, friends, I should go. I have more to do for my daughter's party. See you next time, everyone.